Rick. Yeah. Excited to announce that we did finalize the trade today. Trevor did come in, went through his physicals, so that will be all finalized. Great opportunity for the Minnesota Vikings to get another quality player in here. He's going to serve a key role in that position and fits everything that we were looking for, not only from a character standpoint, from what he brings to this football team, but also his abilities on the field. So I'll go ahead and kick it over to Trevor to say a few words, and I'll take any questions after. Trevor?
Hey, guys. Really good to be here. Obviously, first time being traded. You have a lot out of your control, but as far as places to be, I'm very, very fortunate to be here. I've heard nothing but really, really good things about the locker room, coaches, front office and ownership. So, again, really, really lucky to be here. I'm looking forward to getting to work.
Hey, Trevor. Chris Thomason, St. Paul Pioneer Press. How does the mindset change? I mean, you've been a starter the last couple of years, but now, obviously, you're coming in as the backup to Cousins.
Yeah, I think I've gained a lot of knowledge playing some ball over the last couple of years, and grown a lot as a player, and I'm looking forward to coming into here and sharing some of that knowledge and applying it, and helping this team and helping Kirk in any way I can. So, like I said, just can't wait to get to work with these guys.
Hey, Trevor, Courtney Cronin, ESPN. What do you know about Kirk Cousins? And, I mean, just from his past before, and why do you view this opportunity to serve as his backup?
Yeah, I'm like anybody else. I see the tape and I watch Kirk week to week, and I know how good of a player he is, just like everybody else. But the cool thing about knowing Kirk a little bit that I do, and hearing things about him, is the kind of the person he is and the teammate. And being in a quarterback room, I think that's really, really important for me and everybody else. So I couldn't be more excited to be teaming up with them and everybody else. And, I'm here for Kirk. I'm here for these guys. And, I want to win a bunch of games here and continue kind of the role this organization's been on recently.
Hey, Trevor, Timmy Otter with Viking Update. Just wondering if you've gotten a chance to talk with John DeFilippo at all and get a look at the playbook and how you might think it differs from what you ran in Denver.
Yeah, I spoke to Coach just a little bit here. I think as far as the playbook goes, everything kind of is fluid, and I know Coach DeFilippo is going to have a great system in place, and when we get to work on that, I'm going to help out and give whatever input I can and learn as much as I can. I think it's a really good situation, and with him and Coach Stefanski and working with Kirk, I think we're all in a really good spot. So, like I said, excited to get to work on that when we get going.
Hey, Trevor, Andrew Kramer here with the Star Tribune. Just what have the last few weeks been like for you, not knowing where you'd end up?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I've been, I had surgery in January, so really all I could do is focus on that and my rehab and kind of see where I'd end up. And again, couldn't be more excited to be here in Minnesota. There's a lot of places you could end up, but for me to be here, really, really fortunate to be here, and couldn't be more excited. I mean, like I said, I'm excited to become a part of this locker room and get to work with the coaches and everybody, and it's been great so far.
I'm Trevor. Chris Thomason again. Where were you when you heard that you were acquired? Were you down in Mexico or where? And what was your general reaction when you heard you were going to Minnesota?
I actually was down in Mexico. It was it's my fiance's spring break, who's in law school right now. So we were down there for a few days, and got the phone call, and as you can imagine, I was pretty excited. So, again, thrilled to be here, and it's an interesting way to find out, I know, but whatever it takes, I guess.
What's your fiance's name?
Bo. B O.
B O. Okay.
Trevor, how are you feeling in the recovery process from the shoulder surgery?
Feeling really good. I'm, you know, about 11 weeks out, and everything's gone smoothly thus far. So I'm staying on top of it and feel really good right now.
Hey, Trevor, when did you first start getting indications that you thought a trade or a move would be made in your instance?
I'm sorry, say that again.
So when did you first get the feeling like a trade or some sort of move was going to be kind of imminent for you when this free agency period started or even before that?
Well, you know, truthfully, I didn't know. I mean, I think everything's so fluid in this business. You learn pretty quickly, and, you know, I didn't really know. So was kind of in touch with my agent, said something might happen, and sure enough, ended up here. So, like I said, super excited to be here. You know, there's a lot of places you go, but for me to end up here, I couldn't be more fortunate. So I'm excited.
Did you feel like a fresh start was needed for you?
Well, you know, like I said, I mean, there's a lot of places you could go for me to be here in an organization who's, you know, knocking on the door some really, really great things. I think there's a lot of people that would kill to be in this spot. So, again, feel really lucky, and, you know, I'm going to try to add value and be ready to go if called upon. I think it's going to be a good deal.
How did that help you having to replace Peyton Manning as a starter? Did it make you mentally tough? I mean, obviously, no one's going to live up to Peyton Manning, but, you know, just hearing the outside noise, did it just make you mentally tougher or what?
Well, I think it was, you know, I was really lucky there. I got to spend a year with Peyton, so it was a great learning experience the whole way through. I mean, sitting behind him and Brock for a year and then, you know, also getting to play for those couple of years, so... you know, a lot of knowledge I gained over that time, and was surrounded by a ton of good folks, and you know, it was a good deal for me, and I think it's something for me to build on, and like I said, apply what I learned there, and try to make this team here the best team we can be, and I think we're on our way to doing that.
Hey, Trevor, how would you evaluate your last season and kind of give me a sense of where you think you can improve the most?
Well, you know, I think you learn a lot. Obviously, you know, we won 5 games, so, you know, it wasn't where we would have liked it to be, but you take what you can from it, and there's a lot to learn from, no doubt. And, you know, it's early in my career still, so I think, you know, I'm fortunate in a sense. I got a lot of experiences I can lean on and hopefully grow as a player and be better from. So a lot to grow from, no doubt. And that's a fun part of this game too, right, is there's so many dimensions you can grow as a player, and, you know, that's what keeps it exciting. So, again, fired up to be here, to keep growing, keep learning. I couldn't be around a better staff. So, like I said, excited.
Hey, just a final clarification. You said your fiance, Bo, it was her spring break. Where does she go to school?
She goes to the University of Denver currently. Law school.
Law school. Okay, got it. Thanks.
All right, we're going to open up questions for Rick here.